Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning, good folks. Welcome. And hi to my 103 subscribers on YouTube. It's an honor. Today, we're looking or reviewing the movie called Old Dad. The movie co-written and directed by Bill Murray. It's basically his stand-up show in images. Yeah, that's what the dude actually did. The dude sat down and he just penned down some of his stand-up jokes and he made them into reality, put images to it, put a storyline behind them, and it was quite entertaining to see. The movie itself is about 104 minutes long, stars Bill Murr. I butcher some of these. I'm just going to name the three lead actors. Bobby Cannavale, if I'm saying that name right, Bokeem Woodburn. These three guys are dads. They're in their mid-40s, you know, approaching midlife crisis phase, basically. Anyway, they become young dads. Old dads, rather. And they have to teach their children in this new generation where everything is overly sensitive. People's emotions care a lot. And there's even an interesting scene in the movie where Bill Murray's son gets injured, in the film, that is. And he says, rub some dirt on it. Which, instead of grabbing a band-aid and some dental disinfectant, all that, you know, he just does what we all did back in the day. You rub some dirt on it and you move on. Now, granted, hey, you're not that old, Reese. Yes, yes, I'm not that old, but that's what we did when we were young, when I was young, growing up, you know, growing up in the early 2000s and some of the late 90s. Not all of them, like 4 years old. That's what you did, you know, that's what you did, and you put dirt on shit, and you played some more. You didn't go to your mom and get coddled and cry about it, and that's basically the whole aspect of this whole film. Now, granted, Bill Murray writes and directs this whole thing. Now, this could be a spin on, you could say it's a spin on Bad Moms. You could say it's a spin on, or it's an attack on the new age normal of cultural difference. Basically, this whole thing is about, it's generational and cultural differences, where a bunch of guys born in the 80s and are finding it difficult to adjust being parents around a bunch of, you know, millennials, a bunch of new parents, 90 kids of, you know, parents of born in, you know, in the 90s and some early 20s. Anyway, so with all that happening, these guys have to adapt to being a father. And, you know, it's sort of an adaptation of the world going around them, evolving and changing, and them clinging on to their old ways, which is causing a bit of a frat, a bit of a conflict amongst everyone. For instance, I'm a spoil a few things here. I'm just trying to put this whole thing in under 5 minutes, so I'm not going to spoil the whole thing for you. One of the scenes, or the opening scene, rather, Bill Murr, aka Jack's character, is called Jack, is playing catch with his son, who's in preschool. And he sort of tells the audience in a voiceover work that he embraced fatherhood later in life. It was more or less the best decision he ever made, you know, becoming a father, he and his wife, Leah. And they have another baby on the way. That's the opening line. And then he talks about, you know, everything's great at how he sees it. And then it cuts to a scene where he's just angry at normal rubbish things that new kids these days do. There's a bunch of kids on scooters, a bunch of kids doing some nonsense. Then he goes to school, he's 2 minutes late. I'm spoiling, I don't want to spoil it like I'm trying to, you know, tell you what happened with the movie. I'm just spoiling it. I'm sorry about that. I think that rattle might come out. Me putting on headphones, so I apologize if that does. Anyway, you know, he arrives at his son's preschool 2 minutes late, and he's given a whole ass attitude about being late. And you think about in public school, or in any of the school, really, no one's gonna give you a hard time for being 2 minutes late. You know, some folks have come an hour late, fam. An hour late! Of course, you get fined and all that. But an hour late. This guy was 2 minutes late. And they were giving him attitude like he was the worst parent in the history of parents. And he just lost his mind. He started calling the principal a cunt in front of kids, in front of other parents. And his wife convinces him, she's way younger than him, that he has to apologize. And in his attempt, he tries to apologize, only to be ambushed by the preschool teacher or preschool principal, that he has to apologize in front of the whole faculty, in front of every parent, in front of every child that goes to school for his bad behavior. And he's apologizing to parents there at the event. And as he's apologizing, they come up to him and they tell him that you triggered this emotion in me. There was this fat guy who was like, you made me feel with body shaming, that word did this, made me feel uncomfortable. Like, dude, you're fat. You're fat. If you're stupid, you're stupid. If you're fat, you're fat. Why we gotta sugarcoat everything this day and age? Why are we doing that? So this is a direct replica of some of his stand-ups that we were sugarcoating too many fucking things. Like, if a guy is fat, a guy is fat. Why we gotta say he's able-bodied, mobile? I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm just saying that we're using a bunch of words for a bunch of nonsense. Simple words. You're being a bitch. You're being a cunt. You're being a dumbass. Stop doing that shit. Why we gotta put sprinkles on it and make it like, oh, it's great. Your kid is being an asshole to me. Put some sense into your kid. I'ma smack him up. But no. There's a scene where a kid's beating a pregnant lady with this fucking hand. He literally smacked a pregnant belly. And instead of his mother apologizing, she's like, you gotta let my child express. Get the fuck out of here. That's a baby in there. And it's been attacked. What if she has a miscarriage? You're gonna say your child had to express themselves. They have to express their artistic expression and show that they're this and that. That's some bullshit. So the world's gone to shit. And this film's direct goal is trying to prove that. And of course, there's a bit of character development. In the beginning, Jack or Bill Murray's character, basically everybody, his friends, all their characters or abilities or behavior in a way sort of morphs in and gets better in terms of they develop. At first, they're a bunch of assholes or a bunch of sissies. They're a bunch of assholes to everybody else, or they're a bunch of sissies to their wife. And at the end of the day, they grow some backbone. One of them also joins the ranks and becomes a father as well. He panics at first, like, I don't want to be a dad. Goes to a strip club and finds revelation amongst hookers, which is an interesting feat. I'll give you that. And there's one hooker that really looks like a man wearing makeup. I don't know if that was intentionally or I'm just tripping seeing it. Like, oh, that looks like there was a trans person in there, but whatever. It was a really nice movie to see. And the odd thing about this film for me is I don't know how you sell your own company and then work for your own company and you get sacked by your own company, by a guy who bought the company or is hired to manage the company that you own, which is weird. Why would you sell your own shit and then work there? Doesn't make sense to me, but apparently a lot of people do that, where you start a company, the company does really well, a bigger corporation wants your company, they buy the company and you work there. What is that? Are you selling? You're selling the whole company, or you're selling a minority of the company? That's what I find quite confusing. But that's what they did, and they started bawling, and then they lost their job. There's also a scene or scenes where they show this world of this new digital era has gone to shit, where these guys are in a rental car and they're recorded as they're being themselves. Norman, how is it legal that you can record someone without their knowledge? And then use that information to basically blackmail an organization to fire certain people or to get favors. So it's quite absurd that when people are putting hidden cameras inside people. That's why you gotta duct tape your goddamn camera when it's not on, or plug it off if you've got one of those disposable cameras. If it's a laptop camera, put a tape over it, so that these hacking motherfuckers don't hack your shit and start recording you doing some weird shit in your bedroom or in your house, man. It's just crazy. That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, it's great to have all these monitors in your home that you look for them, but just know people can hack that shit and see what you're doing in the comfort of your own home and blackmail you with all that information. You don't want that. No one wants that. But it happens. It happens way more than it should be happening. And this movie in itself was sort of a reflection on the crazy shit that happens in society. And we just deem it okay that, you know, a motherfucker can just access your shit illegally, for that matter, and blackmail you into doing some shit. It's always been dumb, but now corporations are intentionally doing it. They're putting it in their contracts. And if you don't read them, fine, you're fucked. So it was an interesting aspect of it. Overall, the movie itself is an interesting watch. I wouldn't say I'd give it 3 out of 5 stars. So it's thumbs up for me. Anyway, yeah, that was great. Of course, it does seem like it was 3 episodes of a show that was crammed down into an hour or something minute. So that's an interesting aspect of it.
This is just... Now, that was entertaining. You just listened to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast with Reese Jansen. With that being said, remember to support the podcast on Patreon. And let's hang out another time. Adios, folks. Adios.